Hi, everyone. Welcome to Diversity in Yachting on Yachting International Radio. I'm your host, Gabriella, and today we are joined by sailor Biffrey Braxton. And welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How about you?
I'm good. I'm glad you made some time for me today. I really appreciate you being here. And I'm really happy to have you on the show because, you know, you have so many interesting things in the sailing world to enlighten me about. And I just want to share with the audience about how we met and what you do and all of that good stuff. So let's start with where you at, what you do, and how long you've been sailing.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So I'm originally from Alabama. And the boats were all river boats. So I wasn't really familiar with sailing until I moved to the Maryland area, Maryland, DC area. So for the past 20 something years, I've been sailing. First time I went out sailing was on a buddy's boat, and we saw two waterspouts. And being from Alabama, you know, we're accustomed to twisters. You know, we see those a lot. So I know I can't do anything about it.
Wait, what's a water shot?
You know, like, yeah, it's a tornado on the water.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was one of those things that go into the water that spin like a whirl.
Right. It does, but it's up out of the water as well.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know there's nothing you can do about it. So I'm appreciating it. You know, if it's going to take us out, it'll take us out, right? Mm-hmm. So he said, oh, I want you on my boat. You know, we're going to race. So that was the beginning of my my racing. And we started doing races maybe a few times a week in Annapolis and, that area.
Yeah.
And that's really how I learned how to sail.
That's so cool. I didn't know you were racing when you started.
Oh, yeah.
So river boating was very familiar, but like fishing, what kind of boats are on the river? I have no clue.
Oh yeah. In Alabama, they're like pontoon boats. People go out to like drink beer and, you know, just have a good time.
Yeah.
So sailing is, you know, it's different. I mean, of course there are people who drink beer on sailboats, but it's quiet. It is sometimes very fast, sometimes very slow. And there's a frame of mind that you get into because every action is important. So it's also sort of like meditation, you know? It's
like you get into a flow state where you're only thinking about the task at hand and not anything else. There's no distraction.
Exactly.
So you're like fully present.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And what's better than that, right? Being fully present.
It's therapeutic and cathartic, even if it's hard work and sometimes dangerous, but it's totally worth it.
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
So that's what made me, fall in love with it. It's the place that I go in order to think things through. And so I came from that perspective. My wife had been sailing already when we met, you know, so when I started talking about, okay, we should like really give some real thought to doing a circumnavigation, right? She said, well, okay, let's think about it. Let's try it out a little bit. So we met when we were in the Bahamas. We had sailed down the East Coast, and my wife had just gotten back to Baltimore for a little while for some business because we own our business together. And my sister had flown in to help me come back to the U.S. when we were in Georgetown.
Right. Of course, I remember. Although I did have so much to drink that week, but I remember meeting you guys, and I think it's just kind of a funny thing when you're in yachting or boating and you arrive at a marina and then you see, and it rarely happens depending on where you are, But you see other black boaters and you're like, what are you doing here? And it's like, what are you doing here? And then you're instantly friends because you know that it's not common. So it's like, well, we know that we have this in common and we're the minority of this activity. So it's like an instant like community on the water between other sailors, like on a whole, but especially black sailors, because it's like, all right, I see my people. What's up? So yeah, I think people
totally feel the same way.
Yeah. So it's like, it felt like we knew each other for ages, you know?
Right.
So what kind of boat is it again? What kind of sailboat is it for our viewers?
We have a Hansa 458. So it's a sloop. We've got it set up as a Solent. So it's got a, you know, it's got a jib in the front, but it's also got a, you know, the setup for a larger reaching or downwind sail. And, you know, I guess what, few staterooms, a couple of heads, and you know, it's plenty for the two of us and for, you know, for company.
Right. You guys have like a little guest room on board too. Did you guys remodel it? I don't remember if you had a refit or what it was, who designed it, who
built
it, or did it come that way?
It's 2020. Like, we just got this one in July of last year. And, you know, we've, like most people, we went from our first boat together was a Catalina 27 from 1974. And then the next was a Hunter that was a 36 foot, you know, and it was, I don't know, maybe 2002 or something like that. We progressed.
Around the block. This isn't your first sailboat or your first sailing experience. You're like kind of seasoned. Your wife is a pro. So did she teach you? Did you take? Oh, it was the racing thing really first. So she already knew how to sail before the racing, before you entered the
race. Well, so this is funny. Like, all of her experience has been like cruising experience, and mine has been mostly racing. And I think that we've been sailing about the same amount of time, but like our points of view are pretty different, you know? So like I would always get in, I'm tuning the sails, I'm trying to eke out another like 10th of a knot, and the rail's always in the water. And she's like, why are we doing this? You know, like, we could just be relaxing and enjoying this, you know, like, this could be great, but you're trying to like put me in the water, you know?
That's hilarious. Yeah, totally different perspectives. Like, she's trying to enjoy her afternoon glass of Pinot Grigio, and you're over here like,
I'm cranking in here. But so, I think that now we've kind of met in the middle a little bit, you know. It's taken some time.
So do you guys ever have these power struggles of who's the skipper and who's the first mate, or
there's never a power struggle. Never a power struggle, you know. Come on.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm not trying to get anywhere that fast. Like, we're not racing on this boat. So, you know, those habits, you know, I've let them go a little bit.
Good. Good for you. So, right. In Alabama, would you say that there is a large black boating community? Is it not segregated? Is it just something everyone does and that's just normal, or what would you say?
Yeah, no, there definitely is a, there's definitely a large black boating community. It's, again, very much a river boating community. So people will go out, they'll go out fishing, or they'll go out on a pontoon boat and spend the day, you know, just hanging out. I really didn't encounter any sailing until I got into the, you know, the Chesapeake Bay. That was all new, okay. But I certainly spent a lot of time, you know, spent a lot of time on boats beforehand. Yeah. They just were mostly power boats, you know, and, you know, smallish. Right.
Gotcha. Yeah. So are you involved in any yacht clubs out there, or are there any that you know of? And did you ever reach out to Marcus Asante in Chesapeake Bay, the one that has that, the black like sail yacht club that I interviewed?
Yeah. Right. So,
to get around to that.
Actually someone came to, like, was walking past our slip and is part of that yacht club. And we had a conversation about some of their regattas that are coming up that, you know, this summer. So I think we're going to try to take part in that and just, you know, get to meet that community a little bit more. Right.
Yeah, that's great. I'll try to connect you and Marcus because he's a super cool dude. He's a huge history buff, especially about the black boating awesome. Community and sailing. So I think you two would like hit it off. So I'm definitely going to set you up on a mandate.
All right.
So
fantastic. Okay,
so growing up around boating and so on and so forth, were you ever affected by the like stigmas about black people not being able to swim, or just black people not being interested in that world, or anything? Or did you not think about it because it was kind of in your peripheral growing up?
You know, I think it's kind of, I think you get it from both angles, right? So there's the one side about like people, when you're headed to your boat and they ask you, are you working on that boat, or are you crew, or, you know,
I never thought of that.
That's one thing.
I never thought of that. Right? I usually get then, that question. No one ever goes, oh, is that your boat?
Right. Yeah. And I find the same thing, even though it's
always my boat. I even asked you guys that, like when I was like, where are you guys staying? And you were like, oh, on a boat in the marina. I was like, oh, do you like work on it? You're like, right, no, it's my boat. And I was like, oh, like I even do that to people of color that are on boats.
Right. And I think that's part of the, you know, the word prejudice is strong for this, you know, for this context, but it is a preconceived notion that, you know, when we encounter people who, you know, look like this and they're doing this thing, then they must be working on it, right? And that just isn't always the case, right? On the other side, sometimes we get the kind of the opposite, where when someone is another black boater or particularly a sailor, and they come up to us and want to ask questions, then it becomes a, like we were saying before, it becomes like this camaraderie, this instant community. And that's fantastic.